The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 3, text number 21. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari. Recorded on September 5th, 2017, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yad Yad Acharati Shrestas.
Yad Yad Acharati Shrestas.
Tata Devita Rojana. Sayat Pramanam Kurute.
Sayat Pramanam Kurute.
Lokastadunuvartate.
Lokastadunuvartate.
Yad Yadacharati Shrestas.
Yad Yadacharati Shrestas.
Tata Devita Rojana. Sayat Pramanam Kurute.
Sayat Pramanam Kurute.
Lokastadunuvartate. Yad Yadacharati Shrestas. Tata Devita Rojana. Sayat Pramanam Kurute. Lokastadunuvartate. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. Purport. People in general always require a leader who can teach the public by practical behavior. A leader cannot teach the public to stop smoking if he himself smokes. Lord Chaitanya said that a teacher should behave properly before he begins teaching. One who teaches in that way is called acharya, or the ideal teacher. Therefore, a teacher must follow the principles of Shastra, scripture, to teach the common man. The teacher cannot manufacture rules against the principles of revealed scriptures. The revealed scriptures, like Manu Samhita and similar others, are considered the standard books to be followed by human society. Thus, the leader's teaching should be based on the principles of such standard shastras. One who desires to improve himself must follow the standard rules as they are practiced by the great teachers. The Srimad Bhagavatam also affirms that one should follow in the footsteps of great devotees, and that is the way of progress on the path of spiritual realization. The king, or the executive head of a state, the father and the school teacher are all considered to be natural leaders of the innocent people in general. All such natural leaders have a great responsibility to their dependents. Therefore, they must be conversant with standard books of moral and spiritual codes. Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
Kaip pasielgia didis žmogus, taip elgiasi ir paprasti žmonės. Kokį pavyzdį jis parodo, tokiu ir seka visas pasaulis.
So, our whole movement is based on this principle.
Taigi, visas mūsų judėjimas yra grindžiamas šiuo principu.
That great man is His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada.
Šio Prabhupada yra mūsų didis asmuo.
Similarly, by his example, thousands and thousands of young boys and girls joined this movement and became his disciples.
Jo pavyzdžiui, tūkstančiai, tūkstančiai vaikinų ir merginų prisijungė prie šio judėjimo ir sekė jo pavyzdžiui.
And then many, many of those disciples became ideal men and women of character.
Ir labai daug jų tapo idealaus charakterio.
Who inspired other people to also take up this pathway.
Kurie įkvėpė kitus žmonės priimti šį kelią.
So now here we are, the result of all this wonderful, of all these wonderful examples. Now we're here, you see.
Ir štai kur mes esam dabar.
So what is our duty?
Kokia mūsų pareiga?
We have to become also the ideal examples.
Mes taip pat turime tapti tobuli pavyzdžiai.
Because that will influence the world.
Nes tai padarys įtaką pasaulį.
One perfect example is so powerful.
Vienas tobulas pavyzdys yra toks galingas.
As is stated in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Kaip pasakyta Sri Chaitanya Charitamritoje.
Madhya Lila.
Madhya
Lila. Chapter 22. Text number 65. Shastra yukte sunipuna didashadayana uttama adhikari se taraye samsara. One who is very expert in scriptural knowledge and who has firm faith in the Supreme Lord Krishna is an uttam adhikari, a topmost Vaishnava who can deliver the whole world by bringing everyone to Krishna consciousness. So just see the power of someone who sets an ideal example. So not only for our own sake should we become ideal devotees. We should also become ideal devotees for the sake of these poor suffering souls in this material world. Just like we pray every morning. Bahir nasingho hridaye nasingho. Prabhupada explains the meaning of this in his purport in the fifth canto. Hridaye nasingha means, may my heart become completely clean. So that I can peacefully worship the Lord. And then Bahir Nisingo, that means so that I can bring peace to the entire world. If you've heard any of the latest news, there is a great danger of nuclear war happening right now. North Korea has a nuclear hydrogen bomb and missile capability to send a nuclear bomb to the United States of America.
Šiaurės Korėja pasidarė labai galingą vandenilinę bombą ir turi raketas, kurių dėka gali tą bombą nukabinti.
So it's a very, very dangerous time right now on this planet. Very dangerous.
Taigi šiuo metu pasaulis yra labai pavojingas.
A nuclear holocaust could happen simply by the push of one button. One person pushing a button can create a huge nuclear holocaust on this planet.
Vienas žmogus paspaudęs vieną mygtuką gali sukelti pasaulinį atominį holokaustą.
So just see how important it is that we have ideal Vaishnavas.
Todėl supraskite, kaip svarbu turėti tobulus Vaishnavas.
Ideal Vaishnavas can actually transform the whole human society.
Nes jie gali transformuoti visą visuomenę.
And bring about peace.
Ir sukurti taiką.
Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshvaram suhridam sarvabhutanam gyatvasham jantramichyati. One who knows me is the supreme owner, the supreme enjoyer, and the best friend can have peace.
Tas, kuris mane žino kaip aukščiausiai besimėgautoją, visą ko šeimininką ir visų draugą, tik tas gali pasiekti taiką.
So we can simply educate the people in general, who is Krishna.
Taigi mes jeigu tiesiog žmonėm paaiškinsim, kas yra Krishna.
He owns everything.
Kad jam viskas priklauso.
Therefore everything is meant for his pleasure and satisfaction.
Dėl to viskas skirta jo džiaugsmui.
If we can simply educate, and he's the best friend also.
Ir taip pat jis yra geriausias mūsų draugas.
He is not some exploitive personality who wants to lord it over others.
Jis nenori eksploatuoti ir išnaudoti kitus.
Krishna's only desire is to have pure loving relationships with all of us. That's it. Actually, Krishna wants to give himself to us. As he gives himself to his pure devotees in the spiritual world. We foolishly left that place with a foolish desire to try to be the Lord ourselves. This is why this material world is such a problematic place. Everybody is trying to be the Lord here. Even you can see this in little children. One little boy in his house, the little boy comes from next door to play with him, you see. And the little boy, he has a toy fire truck. And the other boy, he also wants to play with that toy fire truck. So the boy, he says, "Mine!" You see? Even as little children, this I, me, and mine is there, you see. This is the whole problem. Who can say mine? Who can actually say mine? Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Only Krishna can say mine. Anyone else who says mine, they are encroaching upon the position of Krishna. Krishna is the only one who can say mine. But the pure devotee can also say, I am Krishna's, and Krishna is mine. That possession we can have. We can have no other possession. But we can possess Krishna. If we love
Krishna.
So we have to learn how to love Krishna. This is the whole point of Krishna consciousness. Do you know there's two kinds of Krishna consciousness? There's the Krishna consciousness of Kamsa also. Please, let us not have the Krishna consciousness of Kamsa. He was very Krishna conscious. But that is called unfavorable Krishna consciousness. Let us have favorable Krishna consciousness. That now I totally belong to Krishna. I am Krishna's property. For all of eternity. He can do with me whatever he likes. Just as Lord Chaitanya prayed, you can handle me roughly by your embrace, or you can leave me brokenhearted by not being present before me. In any condition, in all conditions, you are simply my worshipful Lord unconditionally. So Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. And he is teaching us by his example how we should be Krishna conscious. So we should learn from Lord Chaitanya. In front of the deities, you can't hold your knees. So you're holding the knees. In the nectar devotion, when the deities, when you're in front of the deities, don't hold your knees like this. One of the etiquettes of deity worship. It's disrespectful to the deities to hold your knee in front of the deities. If you have some problem, maybe you have to stand up. Okay. So, perhaps there are some questions. I can try to answer them. Would you all like to develop pure love of Krishna?
Yes.
Well, you come to the right place. Not that I have it, but Prabhupada has it. And by following Prabhupada, we can all get it. I'm just trying to get it. But myself, of course, I've been trying a little longer than you have been.
Aš irgi bandau gaužti meilę, truputį daugiau negu jūs jau.
I've been trying for 46 years.
46 metus jau bandau.
And this process works.
Ir veikia procesas.
I'm a little more soft-hearted than I was 46 years ago.
Mano širdis truputį minkštesnė negu buvo prieš 46.
Of course, I still have a long way to go. I'm pretty hard-hearted still, you know.
Bet vis dar tolimas kelias laukia.
But this process works.
Bet kelias veikia.
If I look back at Sankarshan Das Brahmachari in 1971 and Sankarshan Das now, it's a huge difference.
Kai prisimenu, kai buvo 71 metais Brahmacharis ir koks esu dabar, matau didelį skirtumą.
So as I have been transformed
taigi, jeigu mano, širdis keičiasi,
by this wonderful process of Krishna consciousness,
šiuo nuostabiu Krishna sąmonės procesu dėka,
if you do what I have done and that stick to the principles for all these years,
jeigu jūs visus tuos metus irgi seksite principus,
without deviation,
nenukrypdami darysite tai, ką aš dariau,
then you will also reap the result of being a better person, being more Krishna conscious.
Jūs irgi turėsite tokį rezultatą, kad būsit geresnė asmenybė ir daugiau Krishna sąmoningą asmenybę.
Not quite as big of a rascal as you were before.
Nebūsite toks niekšas, koks esate dabar.
I'm still a rascal. Yeah.
Aš irgi esu niekšas.
But I'm not as bad of a rascal as I used to be.
Bet ne toks blogas, kaip anksčiau.
A little bit improvement.
Truputį progresą padarėjau.
So this process is so wonderful.
That
even the most infinitesimal amount of improvement can completely change your whole feelings about life. It doesn't take much advancement to become free of anxiety. Just like if you're drowning in the ocean. You of course love to be lifted out of the ocean completely. That'd be great, you know. But even if you can only be lifted by 1 inch to where your nose is above the water, then you're safe, you see. So if we get our noses 1 inch above the water of, birth, of the ocean of birth and death, that's relief. It's called the clearing stage of bhakti. There's the offensive stage, the clearing stage, and the offenseless stage. The offenseless stage is the goal. But even in the clearing stage, you become liberated. Even before you reach the stage of being able to see Krishna face to face, you're liberated because you're sincerely trying to get free of all the offensive. Simply make that endeavor to become pure. And you're considered as good as pure by Srila
Prabhupada.
One, in the early days of our movement, Prabhupada was taking a walk in Golden Gate Park. And a number of devotees were walking with him. And one devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, how many pure devotees are there on the planet? Prabhupada said, how many devotees are there in ISKCON? So Prabhupada considered us as good as pure. You can say, well, how's that possible? I'm so contaminated, you know, I'm so puffed up. How can I be considered pure? I'll give you an example. Let's say you're really filthy, dirty, you know. You've been working on your car, you got this grease all over your hands, grease all over your face, you've been under the car working on your engine. And it is completely filthy with car grease, it's just horribly dirty, you know. But you're in the shower, scrubbing away, you know. You're still dirty, but you're in the shower. So can I criticize you for being dirty when you're in the shower? Can I say, oh, you're really dirty? But I'm in the shower. How you can criticize me for being dirty when I'm in the shower? You see? So even though you're still dirty, as long as you're in the shower, you're all right. So just always stay in the shower. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. At least 16 times around the beads every day. And don't throw any more dirt on yourself, okay? Don't mess around with illicit sex, okay? No cheating. And you don't go to the, don't buy any lottery tickets.
You see?
No gambling. And don't you dare sneak down to McDonald's for a hamburger. And the other one, what's the fourth one? Huh? Oh yeah, don't you dare smoke a marijuana cigarette, okay? Or take a sip of a beer or something like that. You know? Keep yourself clean. Keep yourself clean, you see. And then you're okay. And Krishna will bless you. And just as I have steadily progressed over these last 46 years, you will also make steady progress. I can tell you this process works because I have experienced what it has done to me. I was so puffed up. Now I'm still pretty puffed up, but not quite as puffed up as I used to be. So, any questions?
Taigi, jūsų klausimai.
Yes.
Mikrofoną.
Pradžiai lietuviškai, o tada angliškai.
Mokytas. Mokytas paskaitą paminėjo, kad proceso metu mes pamilsime Dievą, pamilsime Krišną. Tai mano klausimas yra, o kai mes sužinosime, kad mes jau pamilome Krišną? So, you mentioned in the lecture today that in the bhakti progress, we're gonna fall in love in Krishna. So, I'm just wondering, how we're gonna feel that we now fully love Krishna? That is that we completely love Krishna. How we gonna feel that?
Well, when you feel, what will it feel like when you love Krishna purely? We can read about that from the scriptures. In the nectar devotion, you can read about what are the symptoms of one who purely loves Krishna. Actually, the perfect place to study about that is the Shikshastakam. Lord Chaitanya's prayers. Lord Chaitanya has the highest experience and the highest level of pure love of Krishna and is expressing it in the Shikshastakam prayers. So if you want to understand that mood that which you're aiming to achieve within your own heart, study the Shikshastakam prayers again and again. You can memorize them also and chant them. Chaita darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. In this way, the Prabhupada has sung very nicely these prayers. So you can learn that tune from Prabhupada and sing it on your own when you're walking down the street or wherever. It's very nice. Very nice tune. Chaita darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam shreya kair vijam dikavitarvinam vijavidu jivanam anandam bunhivadanam pratipadam pranamritas varanam sarvadmas napadam padam vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. And then he has each verse has a different tune. There's eight different tunes. It's amazing. When I was a brahmacharya, I learned those tunes. I've been singing them off and on for many years. It's very nice. Sometime maybe I'll sing the other seven tunes. Any other questions?
Attachments or no material desires or near zero.
Ar nebūtų požymis, kad jeigu jūs jūtė meilę Dievui, kad neliko jokių materialių troškimų?
Prabhupada wrote me a letter, he says, all material desires, zero.
Prabhupada rašė man laiškį, materialios troškimai, nulis.
You have no material desires whatsoever, yeah, it's a symptom,
yeah.
Your only desire is to please your guru and to please Krishna, nothing
else.
That your every thought,
savo mintim,
your every word,
žodžiu,
your every deed,
veiksmu,
in all times, places and circumstances, is simply for the purpose of giving unlimited pleasure to your spiritual master,
tik tikslų suteikti neribotą džiaugsmą dvasiniui mokytojui.
And to Lord Shri Krishna.
Ir viešpačiui Shri Krishna.
So how do you achieve that?
Ir kaip pasiekti?
It's very simple.
Paprasta.
You beg for it.
Reik prašyti.
Please, Krishna, please give me pure bhakti. Please,
prašau, give me pure bhakti. Duok man tyrą bhakti.
And what's the ideal prayer to beg for pure bhakti?
Ir kokia yra malda?
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radharani is also there and she will bestow it upon you. Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
We said about the fear of having a word, nuclear word, but as you said,
yra pasakyta, kad Krishna, ką nori apsaugoti, apsaugos, ką nori pražudyti, tą pražudys. Tad ko mes turim bijoto branduolinio karo?
Actually, devotee is not fearful of war.
Sadaras karo nebijo.
If a nuclear bomb comes, he will say, ah, here is Krishna.
Jeigu bomba skris, sakys, o, Krishna.
Like Prabhupada in Calcutta when the bombs were falling. But out of compassion upon these four poor karmis who are just suffering like anything, for that purpose a devotee cares about it. The devotee is not afraid of death. Say Rake Krishna Mareke Mare Krishna, huh? Mare Krishna Rake Ke Rake Krishna Mareke. If Krishna, how does the translation?
Translation is, if Krishna wants to kill you, who can save you and who can?
Yeah, if Krishna wants to kill me, nobody can protect me.
Jeigu Krishna nori mane pražudyti, kas
man? Krishna wants to protect me, nobody can kill me.
Krishna,
so whatever Krishna wants, he wants to kill me right now, that's fine. I have no problem. So for devotee, there's no anxiety of a nuclear war. But for the out of compassion upon these poor souls who would be whose human bodies, when killed, would go down to the animal kingdom, you see.
Bet jis pergyvena dėl žmonių, kurie mirs ir keliaus į gyvūnų karalystę.
For their sake, we want to make them Krishna conscious.
Dėl jų naudos norim, kad jie taptų Krishna sąmoningi.
Any other questions?
Kitų klausimų.
Yes.
Pirma lietuviškai, paskui angliškai. Mikrofono.
Kaip reikia išsiugdyti palankę atsidavimo tarnystę, norint patenkinti guru ir vaišnavus. How to develop favorable devotional service attitude for pleasing guru and the vaishnavas.
If you have the desire, that's the first thing, you have to desire it.
Pirmas dalykas.
You have to intelligently understand that cultivating that mood is the only thing that can make you happy.
Turi suprasti intelektualiai, kad kultivavimas, turėjimas šios nuotaikos vienintelis dalykas, kas ją padarys laimingą.
You have to intelligently understand that no amount of material sense gratification can make you happy.
Su intelektu turi suprasti, kad bet koks kiekis jūsų nepasitenkinimo tave laimingo nepadarys.
That only that mood of pure service to guru, vaishnavas and krishna can make you happy.
Ir tik tyra nuotaika patenkinti guru ir krishna atsidavusius jūs padarys.
If you have that understanding,
jeigu turėsi tokį supratimą,
and you maintain that understanding
ir tą supratimą išlaikysi,
with faith,
su tikėjimu,
then that will give you a perception of everything that's happening to you in your life.
Ir tada tu galėsi tinkamai suvokti, kas vyksta su tavim tavo gyvenime.
You'll be able to see everything in that perspective.
Viską matysi iš šitos perspektyvos.
How that will give you the intelligence how to properly associate with devotees.
Tau duos tai aiškų supratimą, kaip
how to properly associate with your spiritual master.
Su dvasiniu mokytoju.
And how to properly worship Krishna.
Ir kaip garbinti Krishna.
So you simply have to have that perspective and keep that perspective always in your mind.
Paprasčiausiai turi turėti šią perspektyvą ir visą laiką ją nepamiršti.
You have to be introspective.
Turi būti introspektyvus.
You have to observe yourself.
Turi panirti.
How am I thinking now? Is it Krishna conscious?
Ar aš dabar galvoju Krishna sąmoningai?
How am I speaking now? Is it Krishna conscious?
Ar aš šneku Krishna sąmoningai?
How am I acting now? Is it Krishna conscious?
Ar aš dabar veikiu Krishna sąmoningai?
You have to always observe yourself and monitor your own thoughts, words and deeds.
Visą laiką turi labai save dėmesingai stebėti.
Never act whimsically.
Niekad neveikti bukai.
Always act deliberately.
Visą laiką veikti sąmoningai.
On the instructions of guru, sadhus and scripture.
Pagal guru, sadhu ir šventraščių nurodymus.
And then you'll quickly achieve spiritual perfection.
Ir greit pasieksi tobulumą.
Next question. Yes.
Vis dar nesuprantu, kaip vyksta tas dėl pasaulydinio to, kad, nes jeigu paleidžia, tarkim, Korėja tą bombą į Ameriką, tai Krishna nori, kad amerikiečiai atsidavusiai mirtų, o kiti pasiliktų gint. Tai va, nesuprantu, kaip viskas tas vyksta.
Aš moku, bet... I can't understand about this nuclear war. For example, if North Korea is sending the bomb to America, so it means that Krishna wants that devotees in America has to die, or how to understand this?
Well, to see what happens. Actually, the U.S. will probably shoot it down over the Pacific and where it gets to the
U.S.
They have anti-missile missiles.
Jie turi bombas prieš bombas.
But it's not perfect, you know. So these things are not perfect.
Bet tai nėra tobula.
We have to always depend on Krishna. We can't depend on technology.
Nepriklausysim nuo technologijos. Laik turim priklausyti nuo Krishnas.
Next.
Šiandien mes kalbėjom apie ačiarijas ir taip pat šiandien yra namačiarijos išlos vardasios takūros išlimo diena. Gal moktas apie tai galėtų papasakoti apie tą asmenybę, tą ačiariją. So today we talked about ačiarijas and today also there is Shila Haridas Thakur Acharya disappearance day. So maybe you can talk about
Haridas Thakur appearance day?
Disappearance.
Disappearance day. Oh, that's a very powerful lila.
Oh, čia labai galinga istorija.
Lord Chaitanya had him on his lap, if you can imagine.
Viešpats Chaitanya jį pasidėjo ant savo kelių, galite įsivaizduoti.
So that we can remember how great is this Hari, Namacharya Haridas Thakur.
Galima visai prisiminti, kokia galinga buvo asmenybė Haridas Thakuras.
It just shows you don't have to be born a Hindu.
Tai rodo, kad nereikia būti hindu.
He was a Muslim.
Jis buvo musulmonas.
He became the acharya of the holy name.
Ir tapo švento vardo acharya.
Then you're preaching to Muslims, you can say, yes, we worship Muslims also.
Galit sakyti, jau kaip pamoklar musulmonas.
One of our great, we worship a great Muslim saint.
Mes garbinam didį musulmonų šventąjį.
Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakur.
Any other questions?
Kokiu dar turi klausimą?
How much Haridas Thakur was as a Namacharya, how much he was humble and how he was chanting, how he developed his Krishna consciousness, that Lord danced with his body and he left the body in the hands of
Chaitanya. He was so dear to Lord Chaitanya. Because he was so addicted to chanting Hare Krishna. So that lesson we can take from him. We have to become addicted to the holy names. We have to follow in the footsteps of Srila Haridas Thakur. Become completely addicted to Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Next.
Maybe you can explain how you came to Krishna consciousness.
Oh, it's a long story, but...
story.
You have 5 hours? I'll make it a little nut... Little nutshell. Just make a little miniature version. Basically, as a college kid, I wanted to know the purpose of life. That was my... But they didn't teach me that in the university. Even though I was making good grades, I wasn't very happy. But then I heard there was something called self-realization. And so I wanted to become self-realized. So I went through a number of bogus gurus. And some said, I'm God, you're God, we're all God. And that didn't work. One had me staring at a candle in a dark room. That didn't work. Then a friend of mine turned me onto the Hare Krishna mantra. And I was so inspired by him. I got a picture of Krishna. I was chanting and offering my food. So then, what would be my career path now as a youth? You know, what's your career going to be, right? And I said, well, I can't see any career in the West. I'll just go to India and be one of those beggars in India, holy beggar in India. That'll be my career path. Holy beggar in India. I didn't know about movement yet. I hadn't met the devotees yet. But then on the way to India, I realized, here you are trying to deny everything of this world. One evening I had a realization. You see, I was on the path of 1980, deny, 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 not this, not this, not this, not this. But one evening I realized, you're denying everything. You've denied everything, now there's only one thing left to deny. And that is, denial also has to be denied. So what to do now? I'm denying denial. What to do now? And I felt that I should be a part of a spiritual revolution for revolutionizing the whole world. So instead of going to India, I went to San Francisco. I went up to the famous neighborhood of the hippies called Haight-Ashbury neighborhood. Into the famous Golden Gate Park, where all the hippies used to hang out. And there was the Harinam party. So after a couple, I went through so many things, but gradually I was very puffed up, thinking that I was, you know, some kind of a big hotshot. But gradually, after a couple of years, I became humble and I surrendered and became a devotee. That's in a nutshell. Any other question? So I guess we'll go ahead and stop here. And we thank you all very, very much for coming tonight. Please take these instructions that I have given you very, very seriously. I want that each and every one of you should become a pure devotee of Krishna. Qualified to see Krishna face to face. and qualified to bring about a complete, total spiritual revolution on this planet. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.